And her Balmum. If the Bechor became a Balmum, was born a Balmum, then the Lacher is you can't bring her for carbon. Just the Kohen has the right to eat it. Still, he's supposed to eat it the first year. When do you count the first year? From its birthday, the day was born. Rashi Balmum. Sheinolad de Mum. It was born with its Mum. V'yoymed lishochid. Now all you can do is just shecht the tachut. Is miyom sheinolad hu royu lakach u'moyin loymi sheinolad. It's counted when it was born. Shad Gemara. Balmum. Mi matzi ochalei. Can you eat a Balmum the first day? Like you want to say a Balmum since it's aimed to be eaten, you have the mitzvah there is seated. You have one complete year seated. So Mashin, you start counting the year from the day it's born. So then you're telling me you're allowed to eat it the first day also. So tomorrow, is that true? Can you eat it the first day? Like, who you have to wait till lives a while to make sure it's not a tracer? To make sure it's not a nasal? You have to make sure it's going to live. The Drashu, me, Marty Ochalei, B'yoyim Chanel, the day it was born. Dilma Nafalu, maybe this animal's a nasal, it's going to die soon. And if it's really a nasal, B'yoyim Shchita Metarosoi, then the Shchita doesn't help you. Achi Yeshua Shemoyne Yomim, until the animal lives 8 days. When the animal is alive for 8 days, then we have no more doubt if it's a nafel or not. If a child lives 30 days, we know for sure he's called a chai. He's not going to die right away. By an animal that has to live 8 days, and then we have a right to assume it's not going to be a nafel, it's going to continue living. But the first 8 days, you don't know, maybe it's a nafel. Then shechita doesn't help you. How could you say you're allowed to eat it the first day when it's old? Marin says, the question of an nafel is, we don't know if this animal was born premature or not. But if you know for sure it was pregnant for 6 months, the time that an animal is supposed to be, that's called kol lechadoshu. If it was pregnant the full amount of time, then for sure it's going to live. And then you're allowed to eat the animal even the first day that it's born. Yeah. So in the case we're talking about a case that's kol lechadoshu, and then the halacha is that you have one complete year from the day that it's born. Yeah, Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. The Yechod the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim. The first day of Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah for the Chadoshim. It's called the first month of the year. The Drashi Leminyan Chodshi Hashanah. To count the months of the year. To count the months, the first month of the year is Nisan. Here is the second, seven is the third. Uli Iburin, the same thing when Rashi says, Kotalka Daitech Leishev Bezdin Lion, Im Ashana Bo Tzrichel Estaber. Ibra means that we have to make an Ibra Yor. We have to add an extra month to the year to make this month have two others. So when does Bezdin sit down to think in if this year needs an extra month or not? So the Havminer is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the Rosh Hashanah when you start to think about if you have to be Ma'abra this year or not. Uletruma shkolim, who are then if you give shkolim, when is the month that you have to start using the new money? You can't use last month's money. That's Nisan. From Nisan on, you have to bring the kabbonas from the new money. That's why we give the machta shekels given in Chodesh Adar, in order that when it comes with Chodesh Nisan, they'll have already the new money, because by Chodesh Nisan, they have to start buying the kabbonas from the new money. So what's called the Rosh Hashanah, the new year for the money of the kabbonas? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Yeshayim, some say, Afle Schiras Batim, even for renting out a house. In other words, if a person Stam rents out his house for a year, when is the year considered up? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even if he only rented his house on Adar. Beginning of Adar, he rented the house. And you rented it to him Stam? Stam renting is for a year. When is the year up? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have a right to throw the guy out. But Menastam, when you rent until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the year starts. Any month you rent, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the time when it's up the year. We'll see in the Gemara why they picked Chodesh Nisan punkt. That's what some say. Now, for the Gemara, L'chadosh minolim. How do we know that the first month of the year we start counting is called Rosh Chodesh Nisan? How do we know that's the first month of the year? So, the Yechtiv, the Pasuk says in Shemayt, that HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. This month, Pashto means Nisan, is the Rosh Chodeshim, the head of all the months. Rishinu lechem lechotzi Hashanah. This is the first month of the year. Dabru akol adas Yisrael leima b'yas lechodesh hazeh v'yikulem Yisrael v'yisabois sel abayis v'olechem l'mishmeras adabos ayoyim. The first day to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan and watch it for 4 days until Yud Dalad b'Nisan.
L'chodesh hazeh. V'shach otu oise. Then on Erev Pesach, Yudal benisin, that's the mitzvah to shech the korban Pesach. We'll see if the Pesach says, Shomer es chodesh Ovid, watch the month of Ovid that has the spring crop. Ovid means the spring corn. Now, ezel chodesh, sheyesh b'yoviv, which month has the spring crop? Heviyoyim ezen isin. That's Chodesh Nisan, that's when the spring crop grows in Chodesh Nisan. The corollary Rishon, and so the Pasuk calls it Rishon Mashma, Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year. Yeah. Now this Pasuk truth says you have to take the Chagat, you have to take the Korban Pesach. How do we know which month you have to take the Korban Pesach? That's what Masech Gos says another Pasuk by Chodesh by Pesach is Chodesh Aviv. So what's called Chodesh Aviv, what's the month that has a spring crop? That's the Chodesh Nisan. That has a spring crop. That's how we know this Pasuk, Chodesh Azeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, is talking about Chodesh Nisan. That's called the first month of the year. So the Gemara is Eim Eir. Maybe the Pasuk means Chodesh Eir. That's called the first month of the year. So the Gemara says, no, being an Oviv Aleka. You have to have the spring crop and an Eir. You don't have the spring crop anymore. It's all finished for an Nisan. You collect all the spring crop. Rashi, being an Oviv Aleka, Shekvah Nigmara Menisim, all the spring crop already finished by Nisim. The Ika Zara Afelo Ainza Bechir El Ofelo. We have leftover crop that's called late crop and not early crop. Oviv means the early crop, the spring crop. So all the spring crop is already finished by Chodesh Nisim. For the Gemara Zayim Adar, good, maybe it means a month earlier. Maybe it means Adar. By Adar, the Trashi Dika Zara Chofa, there's some early wheat, the early crop. They get finished by Adar, so you have spring crop already in Chodesh Adar. So maybe Adar is called Oviv. Now the Gemara know, Be'ina Roiv Oviv Aleka. You need that the majority of the spring crop is finished this month. Now the majority of the spring crop is first finished on Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Adar, you have some fast growing wheat or corn, some fast, but the majority is first in Nisan, not in Adar. For the Gemara, Midi Roiv Oviv Siv. Does the Pasuk say you have to have the majority of the Oviv of the spring crop? It just says, Shomer es Chodesh Oviv. Watch this month that has a spring crop. So since you tell me Adar does have some spring crop, maybe the Pasuk of Chodesh Azeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim goes on Adar. Maybe Adar is called the first month of the year. How do we know that Chodesh Nisan is the first month? How do we know it? Maybe you bring the Korban Pesach Takim in Adar. How do we know to say that the Pasuk here means Nisan? Maybe Oviv means even Adar. Tamar says, Enech Nami, Elo Amar Rav Chizda. Chizda says from another Pasuk, Lihacha, I'll bring you another Pasuk that proves that Nisan is the first month. The Pasuk says in Vayikram, Ach Bechamish Asa Yom LaChodesh HaShvi, on the 15th day of this Chodesh of the 7th month, which means Chag HaSukkos, Be'ostachem Es Tzfuas Aretz, when you gather together all the tzfu, all the wheat off your ground. Now, Ezel Chodesh Yesh Bo Yasifah, which month you gather together all the crop? Heviyoyim is that Tishrei. That's Tishrei. Sukkis, that's the time of Mana Sifa when you gather together all the crap off the field. The Kokorin Le Shvi, and the Pasuk calls it the 7th month. So it's a riot, the 7th month from what? From Chodesh Nisan. So Nisan is the first month, and Tishrei is called the 7th month. So you have a riot that Nisan is called the first month. Fred Gemara no? Eimo Macheshvan. Maybe here, the Asifa, Biosbechen, maybe Sukkis, comes out of Macheshvan. Maybe the 15th day of Macheshvan, maybe that's Sukkis. Or my Shvi, you know what Shvi means? Shvi Le'ir. Maybe means the 7th month from Eir. So maybe Eir is really the Rosh Chodashim of the Shonim. Maybe the first month of the year is Eir. And the 7th month from this, you know what the 7th month is? The 7th month is Macheshvan. So how do we know to say Tishrei and Nisan? So Marin says, being an Ostifalek, can't mean Macheshvan. Macheshvan is too late. All the crop you already gathered together ready beforehand. You don't gather the crop together anymore on Macheshvan. So the Gemara is so good of the name Elul. Maybe it means Chodesh Elul. Elul is a little bit earlier, true. So, and on Elul, also there's some crop ready to bring in. If so, Ma Shvi, Shvi Liyadar. What does it mean then Elul is, maybe Chag HaSukkos is during Elul. The 15th day of Elul, maybe that's Chag HaSukkos. And maybe when it says it's the 7th month, it means it's the 7th month from Adar. So maybe Adar is the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. Maybe Adar is the first month of the year. And 7 months later means an Elul. Maybe Elul has Sukkos in it. So we're going to again know, Dina Roiv Osif Lekam. And the Pasuk says the Maila of Sukkot is the Osbechem as Tfuas Oris. You're gathering together all the Tfuas, all the crop, all the wheat. So when do you gather together? You gather most of it during Tishrei. Roiv is gathered together in Tishrei, not in Elul. So the Gemara again, is that true? Midi Roiv Osif Siv. Does the Pasuk say that Sukkot comes out in the Chodesh that you gather together the majority, most of the wheat? It just says Vosbechem, the month that you gather together the wheat. Since there is wheat on the field to be gathered together in Elul, maybe Sukkot comes out and says about the Elul. And the Melo Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, L'Chadosh, maybe is Adar. How do you know again that the first month of the year is Nisan? That when the Torah says on the seventh month you make Sukkot, that it means Tishrei. How do we know this? Elohim Ravina. Ravina comes out like this. Eino Chanami. That the Dovaze Mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. If you just learn the Torah itself, what it says in the Chumash, Yitaki don't know. You will not know from learning the Chumash which month really Sukkot comes out. The Torah just says it's the seventh month. The seventh month from what? What's the Rosh Chodesh? Maybe the Rosh Chodesh is Adar, and the seventh month maybe is Elul. So maybe Sukkot comes out on Elul. I would not know to say that Sukkot comes out on the 15th day of Tishrei from the Torah itself. Understand? From learning the Pesukim, but we know for Poshid that Sukkot comes out on the 15th day of Tishrei, you don't know it. Torah doesn't say Tishrei. Torah just says the seventh month. What's called the seventh month? I think I don't know. Of a Midivrei Kabbalah from the Pesuk in Zechariah Lomadnu. The Pesuk in Zechariah comes to explain us what the Pesuk in the Torah means. The Pesuk in Zechariah says, "Vayoyim Esrim v'yabol li'ashta yosa chodesh." The 24th day of the 12th month, of the 11th month, who chodesh Shvat? That's chodesh Shvat. So it says clearly that Shvat is the 11th month. Therefore, what's the first month? Has to be Nisan. So the Pesuk in Zechariah, I see that Nisan is called the first month. Therefore, when the Torah says that Sukkot comes out on the seventh month, I know it means Tishrei. But I only know it from the Pasuk in Zechariah. Rabba Barulu Rabba Mehocha. From another Pasuk, I know this. Again, a Pasuk in Nach, not a Pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk says in Esther, Megillas Esther, Vatilo Kach Esther El Melech, Achashverosh, El Beis Malchusoi, Ba'achodesh O'asiri Huchodesh Teves. It says it was the tenth month. What's the month, the tenth month? Teves. So again, you have a Raya, tenth from what? From Nisan. So Teraya Nisan is the first month, and then 10 months later it was called Tevis. Again, you have a proof that Nisan is the first month of the year. Rav Kana, Rav Meihok, Rav Kana went out from over here. Another post against Zechariah. It says, V'yabor la'chodesh atshi, in the fourth day of the ninth month. The Kislev, it was Kislev. So again, you have a Raya, Kislev is the ninth month, means from Nisan, Nisan is the first month, and Kislev is the ninth month. Rav Acher by Yaakov Omer Mehocha, a different pasuk in the Megillas Esther. Pasuk says, "Va'yikru Sofrei Hamelech, Ve'esahi, Ba'chodesh Hashlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan." Says they called them on the third month. That the third month is Chodesh Sivan. So again, we see clearly that the first month is what is Nisan, and the third month is Sivan. Another proof: first month is Nisan. Rav Ashi Omer Mehocha, another pasuk in Esther, says, "Hifu Pur Hu Agurum Lefnei Haman." That the poor, the girl came out on the 12th month, which is Adar. So again, you have a proof that the 12th month is Adar means what's the first month? Nisan, another proof. Nisan is the first month. The boy another proof is like this. The boy Mehocha. Pasuk says, Ba'chodesh Arishoin, Hu Chodesh Nisan. Enough in the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. The first day, Chodesh Arishoin, the first month, Hu Chodesh Nisan. So you see clearly, the first month is Nisan. But the Gemara of the Kulu, my time, Eliyamer Mehai, why don't they all say from this last pasuk, it's not from the pasuk that says Nisan itself. All the other psukim are just bringing proofs from other months, since it's called the 10th, the 11th, this, the 3rd, it's a proof what Nisan is. But here's the first pasuk that says clearly that Nisan is called the first month. So why don't all the ones before bring down this pasuk? This should be the main pasuk that says clearly the first month is Nisan. This is the best pasuk we have. So why don't the other ones open this pasuk also? And the Gemara Dilma, my Rishon, Rishon l'Masayu. That's what it says, Bachodesh Rishon, Chodesh Nisan, just means for this count. What we're counting over there, Nisan was the first thing. But it doesn't mean for the Chodesh Hashanah. It could be the gate to the whole year, Taka. It's not the Rosh Chodesh. Only for what we're counting over there, Rashi says, L'maisa Homin. That we're talking about the Mice of Homin, Nisan is the first month after the Mice of Homin. That's why it's called the first month. But now that it has the din, Nisan is the first month of the whole year. That's why the other Amorim have to bring down different sukkim to prove that Nisan is the first month. But I'll call upon him, this is MS, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh Lechadoshim. It's still the first month of the year. For the Gemara of Tana Didon, how come our Tana now Mishnah, which says Abor Rosh Hashanah, why doesn't it bring down this Rosh Hashanah also? Why didn't it say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim? That the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah just says, that's all. It just says it's Rosh Hashanah for the Melochim and for the Regalim for the Yom Tovim. But it doesn't say it's the Rosh Chodesh Hashanah. Why doesn't it say it's the Rosh is the first month of the year? So the Marian says, Bishonim Kumari. Our Mishnah is talking about the Rosh Hashanah of the year. It's talking about a year. This is the first of the year. The Chadashim Le Kumari. To say stand that this is the first one of the months, it's not the beginning of a new year. Now we're starting a new year right now. It's Lim Malachim and Lim Regolim is called a new year like. But here you just want to say this is the first month of the 12 months to come. This is called the first month. Our Tana doesn't talk about months. We only talk about things that happen throughout the year. By saying that this Brisa even talks about what happens in the months, therefore Taka brings down that the month is the Rosh Hashanah. The month is Taka Chodesh Nisan. Right, then the Brisa says also Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Uli Iburin. To sit down to make the Cheshbon when to make an extra month of the year, to be Ma'ab of the year, the Av Minris Bezin sits down on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to decide should we be Ma'ab of this year or not. So the Mar says, Liburim and Nisim and Yonin, is that true that Bezin sits down to think on Nisan, should we make an extra month of this year or not? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa like this. We learned, Ein Ma'avrin Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You don't even sit down Desmond before Rosh Hashanah. Not only on Nisan not, but even on Rosh Hashanah you don't sit down to think about whether you should make an extra month or not. The Yimibra ain't no Moberes. And if they did make an extra month, nothing doing. Elev of Nehat Chak, Mavre Noisoy Acher Rosh Hashanah Miyad. But B'Shas Hatchak, you should know, they made the Ibra, they went down to make the Cheshbon. Should we make an extra month in this year or not? When? First after Rosh Hashanah. The Afal became, even if they decided after Rosh Hashanah to make this year an extra month, Ein Ma'avrin El Adar. Which month do you make extra? Which month do we have 2 months? Adar. Only Adar. So Kitta says clearly, when do you sit down to start thinking if this year needs an extra month? First after Rosh Hashanah. So how could you say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you start to think if this coming year needs an extra month or not? The Brisa says, not even Rosh Hashanah you don't even start to think. Rosh Hashanah is 6 months later, 7 months later, it's the seventh month, Tishrei. And the Brisa says, first after Tishrei, we start to sit down to think, should we make Adar an extra month or not? But for sure not in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So how could the Brisa say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah at the beginning to think about Ibur Hashanah or not? So my answer is like this. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Ma Yiburin. What does our Mishnah mean to say Yiburin? That Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the extra month. It means Hafsokos Iburin. It means that's when it's finished. You can't be Ma'ab of the year anymore. When it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's finished. Once you made it ready Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can't make an extra month anymore. Now the extra month has to be Adar. During Adar, you can make up that you're going to make another Adar. So when you Makadish the next Chodesh, don't say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but you say Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Let's say they made a mistake and they're ready with Makadish Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Once you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's like the beginning of the next year again, and you can't make an Ibur Hashanah anymore. Tzavsak, this means it's finished. You hacked up, you made a dividing line, you can't make an extra month anymore. Rashi says, Tzavsak es Iburin. Shekivon shekichu es achodesh l'shem Nisan. Once you decided to make this month Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Poska Shonashav, which finished last year. Melias Muberish, you can't make that year extra anymore, an extra month. Oid. Shein Rishoyin Lassus Nisan Adar. Shekva Nichnasa Shona Cheres Linyanibim. Since you already made it Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like you started the next year ready, so what happened last year is finished, and last year's year you can't make any more an extra month. You have to wait till next year and make the next Adar extra. That's what it means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah means, it's the beginning of the next year that you can't make any more extra months. So now we learned like this. Heini Idu, they made Eidu Shema Avirin Hashanah Kol Adar.
that you can make an extra month all Chodesh Adar. Shoimim, they used to say first Ad Purim. No, you only sit down to decide to make an extra month up until Purim. After Purim, we don't do it anymore. My time, what's the reason? My time, the man diyom ad Purim. Why does some say no? You have to make the extra month before Purim. Once Purim went by and you didn't decide to make extra month, you can't do it anymore. Because kibun diyom amara. Since we learned already that the locher is shoyalin behilchas haPesach koydim lePesach shloshim yom. There's a mitzvah to start learning hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Now, what's 30 days before Pesach? Purim. Comes out on Purim, the Rabbonim get up and start darshaning already Hilchas Pesach. So therefore, also the Zuzay Bechomet, if you're going to tell them later that you should know next month, in other words, it comes out that like this, when it came Purim this year, they didn't decide yet to make an extra month. So therefore, the Rav got up on Purim and started to give drushes that in 30 days it's going to be the Yisra Chomet, and Matzah start worrying about it. Now, if 2 days later, Bezin decided to make an extra month, so it's going to come out when the shlukim go around to say, you should know, next month is Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, the people won't listen. They'll say, what are you talking about? Our Rav already gave a drasha about Pesach. He already said that start preparing the house on the third day is going to be Pesach. So since the Rav already started to speak about Pesach, it's going to be a zilzul to make the month an extra month, and Pesach first 2 months from now, therefore they don't do that. If they decided to make an extra month, they decide before Purim. And therefore all the Rabbanim know about this. So therefore, when it becomes Purim, or really it's not Purim them anymore, because then it's only Tezvav Adarishan. So therefore, this month is not Purim. So therefore, the Rabbonim don't darshan this month. They wait till Adesheni Purim, and then they darshan about Pesach. But if the Rabbonim didn't know about it yet, so they did darshan already on Purim, that it's going to be 30 days Pesach, then you can't change it around. You don't make Adar anymore. Vidach, what does the other man, the Yom, say? No, may the idea people on the realize that when the Rabbanim decide to make an extra month of the year, there's a lot of cheshbon involved. It takes a lot of thought. You have to make a lot of different cheshbon. It's a lot of different things to make it up. You have a lot of cheshbon, a lot of different aspects. You need a lot of different things to think about, think it over, to do it or not. Different reasons. The savri cheshbon hu d'lo yisaleklu. Everybody understands that the Chachamim didn't come up with the final facts yet. They didn't make the cheshbon clearly if they have to make an extra month or not. So therefore, the Rav made a drasha on Purim about next year Pesach. That they understand, because at the time of Purim, yet the Rabbanim didn't make up their minds to make an extra month. So therefore, it was right the Rabbanim made a drasha about Pesach. I later, the shluchim come around and tell everybody, you should know, nothing doing. There's an extra month this year, Adar Sheni. People will accept it. But they'll understand that the Beis Din didn't make the cheshbon yet. At that time, they didn't make an extra month. And now they decided to make an extra month. The cheshbon hu d'lo yisaleklu l'rabbonim ad id until today. Now, v'tana didan our tana of our Mishnah. Why doesn't it say that Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for the Iber? That means that we said once you made Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can't make an extra month of the year. The Torah says bi'ascholo kamari. Our Mishnah talking about Rosh Hashanah is that it's the beginning of the year, something to begin with. Of a ba'ascholo kamari. To say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the end of last year, like you made Avsukkah, that once the start of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, last year finished with. And therefore, if you want to make last year an extra month, you can't do it anymore. So it's not really called the beginning, it's telling Yaloch about the end of last year, that last year is finished with already. Since last year is finished with, you can't make an extra month. So to talk about last year, our Mishnah doesn't talk about it. But there's right to talk as emes, because there's no machlekes. That there is a Rosh Hashanah, that when does Iburin, when's the time at end? You can't make Ibur anymore once you made Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, then the Mishnah, the Brisa says, L'Truma Shkolim, that when you give the new money for Truma, the Machsa Shekel, that it has to be brought before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards, you only buy Kabanas from the new money. Minolon, how do we know this, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the new year for the new Machsa Shekel? Omer Rabbi Yashi Yomakro, the apostle says like this, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodeshoi L'Chodeshoi Hashana. What does that mean? This is the carbon that's brought in the month of the beginning of the year. Omra Torah says Chadesh, like Bim Chadesh, make a month V'Habo Korban Mitrum Chadosha. And from this month onwards, you have to start buying the Kabonis with the new money and not last year's money. But which month is it? Or the Gomrei, we learn out Shana Shana Menisim. We learn how it says Shana here, and it says Shana by Nisan, so the Pasuk here means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Chesed, the Pasuk in Shemai says, Rishinu lochem lechotchi hashonah. And we learned now before that that means Nisan. Nisan is called the first month of the year. So therefore, since it says the word shana here, and it says the word shana by machsa shekel, it means which month is the beginning of the year to start using the new money to buy the new kavanis from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For the Gemara of Aligmar shana shana mitishrei, let's learn out now the new month, the new year to start using the new money is Tishrei maybe. There's another passage that says in Devarim, Mereshis Hashone Ad Achrisoi, which means that Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is called the beginning of the year. They're talking about Din, about Mishpat. And we know Mishpat is on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. So the passage called Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Mereshis Hashanah. It says the word Hashanah there. So maybe what it says here, the word by the Shkolim, the Trumasa Shkolim, that you have to start using the new money, it says, L'chotshi Hashanah, maybe Mishpishrei. There it says, Don in Shana Shiyeshimo Chadoshim. We learn out a passage that says Shana that's talking about months. Like here by Shkolim it says Zoyf Eulas Chodesh Lachodesh Hashanah. It's talking about Chodesh of the year. And by Pesach Nisan also says Rishonu Lachem Lachodesh Hashanah. It says the word Chodesh, the months of the year. Ma'ashenkein by Rosh Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah, it doesn't say the word Chodesh there. So therefore, learn out the word Shana from Shana Shkolim to Nisan and not from Tishrei. So donin shonin sheishim achadoshim mi shonin sheishim achadoshim. Both of them say the word chadoshim also. Other the yain donin shonin sheishim achadoshim mi shonin sheinim achadoshim. I don't learn out one from the other. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kabonis tibur haboyim biyechad v'nisan. Kabonis tibur that are brought now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan shino mitzvah lohavi min achadosh. There's a mitzvah lechatchila to buy the new kabonis from the new money. From the new machsa shekel that came in for this coming year, buy the new cover from the new money. But what about the imhevi min ayoshin? Let's say you didn't use new money. You used last year's money and you brought a cover and you should know, yotza, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. It's not likuva here. You still did the mitzvah, you brought a cover, it's still a kosher carbon. Ela shechis the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. In other words, by kutchim, we always have when a Torah says one time, it means only the mitzvah and not likuva. So the Torah is saying it's a mitzvah when it comes to Chodesh Nisan to buy the kabbanis from the new money. But if you use last year's money and you brought the carbon already, you're makayim the mitzvah of the carbon. If it's a carbon tzibur, carbon Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, the carbon of the Rosh Chodesh, but the ever you brought it from last year's money, you're makayim the mitzvah, you don't have to do it over again. Just you didn't do the mitzvah the way you were supposed to. Most of Tanya Namiyach, I'm going to the bright source like this. That Karbonis Tzibur, Haboyim B'yecha B'nisen, that let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a mitzvah to bring a Karbon Tzibur, you bring Musafim for Rosh Chodesh, or the Karbon Atomid you bring in the morning, is mitzvah lohavim min achodesh. It's a mitzvah to buy it from the new money you got from the new machta shekel. What about the imhezim min ayosh? Let's say, but the effort you didn't use the new money, you used last year's money, the lachar is yotza. The mitzvah, the Karbon Atomid, the Karbon of Rosh Chodesh, the Musti B'tak abroad. Ela shechisa mitzvah, but you did not do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. It's called chisa mitzvah. Now a new halacha. What about the yochid shehisnadiv mishaloi? Let's say a yochid wants to be menadiv. He wants to give over money to buy a korban atamid with, to buy the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh, even though it's called the korban atzibur. A yochid, a private person, wants to give money for it. The halacha is he's allowed to do that. A person could be misnadiv money for the korban tzibur. Obavad, providing though, sheyemosum with tzibur. You have to give over the money to the tzibur. In other words, you can't say a private check, this is my private money, and with my private money buy the korban. No. You have to give the money over to the tzibur. It belongs to the tzibur. Now the tzibur owns it, they go ahead and buy the korban. But the korban has to always be bought with money belonging to the tzibur. So the chiddush is, you don't only have to use the money from a machsa shekel, you could even use private money that was given over to the tzibur. But the more pshita, like, why not? If he gives it over to the tzibur, so tzibur take the money, you're allowed to bring carbon from it now. The Gemara says, no, mother came, I would have thought, Lechus, let's be afraid. Shem Allah Yemashim Latzibur Yofa Yofa. Maybe he does not really mean to give it over to the tzibur B'leiv Sholem, but rather he would rather have it on his back, that he brought a carbon atomid now, so it's his money. And he really means to say, I want the money to be my private money. I'm only giving over to the tzibur now, to the terrorist that should be Yotzei the mitzvah. But I really want it to belong to me. So that's why, and then it wouldn't be good. Kamashma, no, we're not afraid of this. Kamashma, no, there's something we're not afraid of. The Marvatana Dan, our Tana says like this. Vitana Didan, our Tana holds,